We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Born in Manhattan and raised in Yonkers, New York. While attending the NYU School of the Arts, he worked as an intern for The Howard Stern Show. He launched a stand-up career, becoming a regular at the famed Comedy Cellar and logging appearances on all of the late-night talk shows. You've heard his CDs, Super Retardo, Mitch Fatel is Magical, and Public Display of Perversion. And this week you can see him live on stage at the Improv. Please welcome, old friend of the show, Mitch Fatel.
I don't know.
Just before you get started, like I had a couple of notes for you.
Because he is one of those guys that is.
That's the best feeling in the world for a guy when you slide a girl's panties off for the first time. And I get so much, I put them right back on and I slide them off again. Yeah. I'll do that like 5 or 6 times until the girl wakes up and it is. So worth the time.
No, I just, I was talking to Mitch.
What do you talk to him about?
No, I just, anything he wants to talk about or something that's going on with him. And his 3-year anniversary with Jessica is coming up in a couple of days. And then also, he has not masturbated. And I thought it was 3 months. He has not masturbated.
That's what he told.
He's not masturbated in 3 months.
Mitch, why are you discussing masturbation with Jake?
I'm masturbating right now. Hold on.
Welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you? It's good to have you.
I miss that deep voice so much. You have no idea. I thought I was like a regular. I was coming on like every couple of months, and then it kind of slipped off. That's not what's happening here.
I thought you ran away. I thought somebody had upset you. I thought maybe Jake had discussed your masturbation privileges. Why have you quit?
Jake upsets everyone constantly. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. So, terrible man.
I don't know. I guess you just got, I guess I was on the road a lot and I was doing a bunch of stuff. We were taping a special for A&E. Me and my wife had a reality show and I guess we just forgot. And I don't want that to happen again.
Yeah. And all right. Well, I like masturbating, even if I have a girlfriend. So, I mean, it doesn't really explain why you don't want to masturbate anymore.
About that. Yeah. I guess I was on the road and Jess called me and I was masturbating and I was doing it the way I always do, which is, out the window. And and I just kind of felt sad and I was like, I'm in a room and I'm like not telling Jess what I'm doing because if someone calls, you're never like, hey, can I call you right back? I got semen on my hands. It's like one of those things is very, and I was like, I think I'm going to stop doing this just to see what I could do, see if I could do it. And I'm up to 3 months now and I'm feeling good. Like I'm telling you, dude, it is really good for your, virility?
Well, yeah, no, for your horniness, for sure.
Yeah, like I'm like, when I come home now, I'm just like a monster, and I feel like, this is how I look at it. When I look down at my penis now, it gets so manly that I feel like it's like what your voice is. You have like a manly voice. And now when I look at my penis, I think your voice.
Your penis has a gravelly discharge. It's really rough when you finish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just, and it's got that kind of like, like whenever I talk to you, you sound manly. You're a manly guy. Let's be honest. I mean, I'm kind of. Were you like popular in high school?
No. Are you kidding me? It was awful. Worst experience of my life. Thank God
You got a lot of girls.
No. In high no, you have no idea. You have no. I'm telling you, one friend, Dungeons and Dragons, and a Judas Priest concert. The high points of everything.
I went to a Judas Priest concert too, but you were Dungeons and Dragons.
Guy? Sure.
No.
I was no good.
I got laid a lot in high school. I mean, it wasn't anything that I would be proud of showing you today, but it was like I was tapping some stuff,
Oh my God! I had a girlfriend when I got 16. I got to have sex with a girl, but I mean, then you went out like somebody was gonna like prison food. Like, I mean, every day, a couple times a day, as many times you could possibly talk her into it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm shocked. I quit because you're one of the manlier. Like, the reason why I want to keep up our friendship is I need more, like, manly friends. And you're, like, the only manly friend so I have. My other friends are all, like, so you know, into, like, art and stuff like that. And you don't seem like you're into art. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got, you know, when you've had a friend like Jake, you're not into art, you know?
Listen, you, I tried to run into you. By the way, how's Jessica? How's your girl?
3 years we've been married, dude. We made it 3 years.
I cannot believe that. Is she still bringing home girls?
She's still bringing home girls. I don't know if she still loves me. I, you know, and it's still obvious that, like, she can tell that I can't believe she married me because she's just way better than I should get. I still walk in the kitchen every now and then, and I'm, like, shocked she's still there. I'm like, oh, my God, you're still here.
Dude, like, do you see what he does?
I'm here. Where else would I be?
He's so, like, good.
I don't know. Protective custody? I have no idea.
Dude, do you see what he does, though? See how he played that? Like, oh, John, you're very masculine. I'm just Mitch Fatale, just waiting for... And this is how he gets all the vagina. They just throw it at him. Like, I'm telling you, man, like it's unbelievable. Like Nerf gun, like Nerf vagina, just being peppered at him, sticking on his forehead, sticking on his face, sticking on his chest, on his arms. He's covered in them.
Amazing.
That he is amazing.
Really, like, I think I'm going to start masturbating right now.
And his wife is super hot.
Look at those pictures.
We went to our first, like, you know, like, me and Jess have always, like, fooled around, and we were at a club, and a really hot couple came over to us, and they're like, hey, we want to invite you guys. Like, they came over to us, and they're like, we're swingers, and we're having a bunch of hot couples over for an orgy, and we want to invite you guys. And I was like, oh, we totally would go, except, you know, I just realized we're normal. And then all of a sudden, Jess is like, how many couples are going to be there? And I was like, yeah, like, we have a 5-couple minimum. What kind of question is that?
How many couples?
And will gluten-free snacks be provided? And Jessica's like, we should go. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go. And she's like, why don't you want to go? And I'm like, see, I don't think what Jessica realizes. I'm like, honey, I'm sure everybody would be very happy that you're at the orgy because she's a gorgeous woman.
Sure.
She's going to be like, ew, who brought that in? Get it out of here.
But that's how you do it, though.
No, but I said to her, I said, honey, everybody else is going to be a little confused why I'm there. Some puzzled girl is going to be like, why is the pizza guy humping my leg?
But see, I think guys like you because you, like, I'm telling you, you play it. You are so non-threatening, and you're in there, man. And you get inside a girl's head, and they love you, and they can't. You make them laugh, and the guy's not suspecting. And pretty soon, you've already DP'd their wife 2 times, and you're on your way out the door to get pizza.
It's like you're reading my diary. Dude.
I'm telling you, man. I know. I can see him. He's devastating. Funny. He's devastating. You, Mitch Fatale. You've been like this your whole life. I mean, you really have. By the way, he's at the Improv this week, and his shows will be incredible. Are you bringing your girl?
Yeah, she's got to stay home. We actually just moved to Colorado. We just got here, and so she's unpacking everything.
Where'd you move to Colorado for? That's an odd place.
Well, listen, because my wife is from Oklahoma, and I moved her to New York City, and we both wanted to start a family, and no one wants to start a family in New York, because as soon as a baby's born in New York, they're basically just shot. So we were like, we got to, you know, she's like, I'm a bad girl. So she's like, let's go somewhere. And I was like, where do you want to go? Because I didn't want to go to L.A. I'm not an L.A. guy. And she's like, listen, you're a professional comedian. We can live anywhere we want. And we're big skiers. We love skiing. And everybody's like, oh, you went to Colorado for the pot. And I'm like, way not cool enough to smoke pot. I haven't smoked pot in years. I'm still the guy who, like, you know, like every party there's a guy who smokes pot. And he just eventually someone's got to go over to him and be like, dude, calm down. I'm that guy. I can't smoke pot. Yeah. I'm still that guy. I said it doesn't work good on me. So we love skiing. And just like we came to Denver to ski 1 week. And we're like, let's just move here. It's gorgeous. So we're like, I still could take flights to L.A. for my TV shows. I'm right around the corner from you guys now, so I can kind of like come there more. And I just wanted to live somewhere else. I've been in New York my whole life, and New York's a hellhole, dude.
I feel like you went through all the dirty girls in New York, and now you're just working Colorado. You're working from the middle out.
He's the new branch manager.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some that don't have a herpes, so I think this is where it's the best place to start.
You are. Well, yeah, look, the improv shows are going to be fantastic. What day do you get here?
I'm getting there Wednesday night, and I'm hanging out till Monday. So I want to see you guys. And listen, dude, you always send me these freaking videos showing me. You always talk about how good my life is, but you sent me these videos. See, this is what you represent to me, John. You represent, like, the guy friend I never had that does cool guy stuff. Like, you got your motorcycle. You're kind of cool. You got that backyard. You guys are shooting off fireworks in your backyard. You shoot off like a missile or something in your backyard. Didn't you like shoot off a missile that like took out like a church or something?
Yeah, but it was a small church. It was a very small church.
Yeah, but yeah. It was fun. Like you guys were laughing. Christians were on fire. It was really fun.
Oh, Easter.
What was that video? You sent me a video, right?
I think that was the flamethrower video.
Yeah, right. The flamethrower video.
You wait until
and then, like, I want to come to your house and do one of those cool things. I want to, like, throw, like, a, you know, someone of the lions or something. Like, let's be men.
You know what? Let's do that, Mitch. Let's be men this weekend. I'll bring the flamethrower.
I want to be your, like, you're I'm so you full think of I'm cool, but I use you. To prove to people I'm cool, because I show people pictures of you, and I'm like, that's my friend right there.
You're like his excitement Sherpa.
He's so loud. He's so full of it. You know what? That's Mitch's gift, though. He makes everybody around him feel good. I'll sleep with you. Whatever, man. I'll do it with you. I don't care. I'll do it. You got me.
You're like my rock and roll friend. I can't believe, although you just totally devastated me, because I pictured you as a real cool guy in high school.
No. I remember my mom looking at me. This is true, Mitch. She's English. She's like, John, these are the best days of your life. And I remember thinking, God, I'm going to hang myself because I have a boner. Nobody likes me. I'm covered in acne and I weigh 110 pounds. And I have to, my man fur hasn't come in yet.
And now I'm definitely going to start masturbating again. That just got me really in a weird way, kind of like, I don't know what that did to me. But
that's how I do.
That's kind of cooler now to me.
That's how I rope them in right there, Nikki. That's how I get them.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, John. Do you stay in shape? You seem like you stay in shape. You go to the gym a lot?
Yeah, I try to. Well, yeah. I quit smoking a few years ago, probably like 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I got a bit chubby.
I smoke too.
Yeah, so I had to get to the gym and start running and stuff.
I started smoking when I was 15 years old because I was in love with this girl, Cara Minari, and this other kid, John Haber. I'll remember all the names. He was the cool kid in school. He was the guy who I thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked Cara, too. So, and I was always short, and I was like, I didn't realize that kind of my gift was a cute thing. So I was trying to be cool. So I started smoking, and I never realized, like, looking back, like, now I just look like the jerk kid who's trying to smoke to be cool. Like, you're either cool in life or you're not. You know, some people just can't fake it, and I couldn't fake it, so I just gave up a long time ago.
I remember, literally, it's a white trash I grew up. You get a dollar for lunch and cigarettes. Marlboro Reds at the 7-Eleven was 95 cents with a nickel tax.
Oh, nice.
So every day on the way to junior high and high school, I spent my lunch money on a pack of Marlboro Reds.
That's the kind of guy I pictured you as. That's making me feel better.
Well, if white trash is your thing, I'm your boy.
Let's you, me, and Jake go behind the dumpster and smoke an old joint that we find somewhere and, like, you know, look at a Playboy magazine.
God, that was my buddy John Liker in Hayes, Kansas. I never forget sitting in a tree and he showed me my first penthouse. And I was just...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll look at dirty magazines and smoking old... Yeah.
And my friend Steve next door, eventually, then we got into... like high school age, like 10th grade, his dad had a couple of those hardcore glossy ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like hardcore, like intercourse. Like, I'd never seen anything like this before. You'd look at it for about 45 seconds and be like, I got to go home.
Sprint for your house.
You just sprint for the house, go beat yourself blind all afternoon. Just trying to keep that memory in your head.
Yeah, mental pictures.
Yeah.
I feel bad for kids today because that was really, really exciting. If someone had a magazine.
Yeah.
And you remember, like, remember sometimes you'd be, like, home alone, and you'd be like, I think I can make the Sears catalog work.
Oh, sure. Sure, the underwear catalog, like, National Geographic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're like, I think I can make this work. And you're like, okay, like, you know, and it made you really use your imagination. You'd be like, okay, this girl's going to work in this beautiful plaid skirt, but that plaid skirt's coming up.
So true, Mitch. So true. It's moose.
I got like a little like 8-year-old nephew now, and like he knows all the stuff that's on the internet now and stuff. Most of it's, you know, me with my wife, but still, I feel like there was a better time when someone had that magazine and you'd be thinking about it all day at school, about meeting outside afterwards to look at it.
Sure, sure. Although there's something wildly empowering about being a guy and realizing I can go home and check out Pornhub, and that decreases my ability to accept BS from a girl. Like, I'm like, oh, you're gonna get snatchy? Well, I'm gonna go home and look at X videos for 40 minutes, and I don't care. So there's
really.
It saved me a little money over the years. It's and some grief, and probably standing outside some girl's apartment holding a boombox over my head.
Well, there's a great movie that Ian just started watching about that. You ever hear of the movie Don John?
Mm-mm. No.
Go see it. It's Jason Gordon-Levitt, the guy from Third Rock from the Sun. It's about a guy who just likes porno more than girls, and it's just like it's kind of the reason why I stopped masturbating. You'll see it. It's a really good movie about like how it kind of desensitizes you, and I think that like now I'm becoming more manly because I gave it up. You know.
Good God. I don't know, man. It's me. It's been a freeing experience. Truly. Like, kept me from doing the wrong thing, making that call. He's like, I had a buddy. It's Jackson that told me this. He goes, mm-hmm. When I go home with a girl after a bar, like 2 a.m, I immediately walk in the bathroom and knock one out. If I still want to talk to her when I open that door, then I it's all good. He goes, but I'm telling you, know, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, get out.
I actually think it's Plato who said that. I think that's the same quote.
It was Socrates. You're Socrates. Socrates.
Is it Nietzsche? I think it's Nietzsche, actually.
Listen, get your ass to Kansas City and come by the show, man. Can you get up in the morning and stump? Can you come by? Can you hang out?
I'm going to come by and hang out. And also, you know what? Since we're nearby now, and also Jess has family, we'll take a couple of trips every now and then in Colorado. We'll take a couple of trips every couple of months. And we'll come in studio together and we'll all hang out because we love coming on the show and we love seeing you guys and Nikki and Jake and everybody. You guys are like family to us. And is the doggy there?
Yeah, Barge is in. I got a new one, Lulu.
Okay, is Lulu going to be there too?
Yeah, Lulu will be here. Lulu.
At the time that you were telling me the story about, what's the doggy's name again?
Barger.
Barger, and he got embarrassed and he went under the table. Do you remember that? Story about him like peeing or something. He got really embarrassed while you were telling the story and he went under the table.
Oh, yeah. If he knows you're talking about him and he senses it's something unpleasant for some, you're right. He hides. Yeah. He's like, no, Dad, no. He's a very sensitive boy.
I love that doggy. All right, well, listen, we're going to stop by more, I promise.
All right, my friend. Look, I'll see you in a couple days.
I'm going to give you a hug, okay? And I haven't masturbated in a while, so make sure it's not a tight hug.
Have a great day.